And Hello, this is located in Forge, Wednesday, April 7th, about 20 after 8. Take two. Apparently, we got some technical difficulty, and I can't be heard. So, we're working on this for a second time.
I can hear you. I can hear music.
Fade out.
Fade out. Good can fade
you,
out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I don't know what in God's name happened. I was just sitting here listening, and you're like, can't hear you. Can't hear you. Like, it just went out. Like, yeah. I was looking at I thought maybe something loosened up, but it was nothing.
Of course, it's always nothing.
It's always nothing.
Great big nothing. So,
yeah,
that requires us to kind of do a bit of a restart, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, why not?
Because I think it's hilarious. Did you get a kick out of the little blurb that I played?
The brothers?
Yeah, from the Blues Brothers.
I did. You think John? I was almost said said John Candy. Did you think John Belushi was that funny as a comedian?
John Belushi was that unpredictable.
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to describe him.
John Belushi was, and we'll get to this because we did a start show for like 3 minutes. We had testicle difficulties, and then everything broke, and so we're coming back to you, and you know the three of you who may end up listening to this who are not related to us, that's why we're talking about something that sounds like it already happened. That's a Guinness, by the way.
That's no Faygo there.
No. You get the little extra. Actually, Murphy's, because it didn't have the same powerful.
Oh, that was a Murphy's?
Yeah.
Murphy's
is a little creamier. A little less bitter, and it goes really well if you make a black and tan with a harp.
Yeah, I think I maybe had Murphy's once. Not to say that I don't like it, just because
it's deep.
Guinness has always been the drink of choice when it came to beers.
And there are certain places in Ireland where Guinness is less popular than Murphy's. And you walk in and you ask for a pint and they give you a Murphy's. And you,
gotcha.
You know, because you don't walk in and say Guinness.
Is it like the Protestants and the Catholics? That was supposed to be my Irish accent, but something else came out.
Yeah, you sounded a little bit like...
Sometimes it happens.
You sounded like Dan Aykroyd in Blues Brothers. The Protestants and the Catholics.
Yeah, maybe that's where it came from. I was thinking
of the Blues Brothers. Talk to Bob.
I think the best part of the Blues Brothers was in the beginning. The end was too much, but I love the beginning when he gets out of jail and gets in the car and all that. It was funny.
Yeah, and the whole beginning car scene is just great. You know, that's the thing is by the time the movie got to the end, it was like they had to finish it something huge and crazy because there was so much other crazy shit that went on when he, you know, you want out of this parking lot? Okay. And he drives through the mall.
Right.
You know, and the inside mall.
Yeah.
Oh, the new Buicks are in early this year.
Yeah,
and just smashing through and breaking stuff and just hilarious. Just hilarious. Okay, we're like 3 minutes into this already, and we haven't mentioned the fact that I got a great album to talk about, a phenomenal album to talk about. Eric's got something good to talk about. We are going to get to the fun music stuff, and it's going to be great. This is the one I have is one I was telling Eric before. It's something I've been thinking about since last Thursday. I love this album. It's actually one that I don't own, but it was introduced to me by a buddy of mine. And he recorded it for me and I played it a million times, and I own other albums by this individual, so I kind of don't feel bad, but I really should just go out and buy the CD anyway.
Doesn't sound like No Air Supply to me.
It's No Air Supply, baby. Nuh-uh. But so, we were talking a little bit about, the upcoming good news, COVID shot for me on Friday.
Oh yes. Yes.
Family's already got their first shot about 2 weeks ago. They'll be getting their second shot pretty soon. And then we'll all be immunized pretty soon.
Yeah, my mom just went and got her second shot today. And I'm afraid if I get a shot of any kind, I might die.
I'm waiting for this, whatever I've got to clear up a little bit more.
Right. How's your mom feeling today? Because the second shot's the one that's supposed to kick you in the pants.
Yeah, you know, it didn't hit her. She went and got it at noon, or she was out of there at noon.
Okay.
And she went home and rested. Good. She said that when I talked to her at like, I don't know, it was maybe like 2, 3 o'clock. She didn't say that she felt bad, but I don't know if it hits the same day or the next day. I think it was the next day it hits, doesn't it?
Well, right. And, you know, she could have already had like 4 glasses of wine in her by this time.
It's possible. It's possible.
You know, she's my actual test because, you know, I don't know what the situation is with the, you know, having an adult beverage within 24 hours of getting the COVID shot.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear what the actual effects of that, you know, because, you know, I got someplace to be on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I've got, like, post-COVID recovering, screwed up lungs. Right. What do I do? Do I go get a shot? Or do I wait it out, you know?
Well, did you get tested? Did they verify that you had the COVID?
Well, I got tested when I was at the hospital, but they both came back negative. The 24-hour, the overnight one, and the whatever it is, 3-day, 2-day one or whatever.
Okay.
They both came back. But, you know, I've also heard from doctors that not everybody – just because you may have it, you may not test positive.
Right.
So there's always that chance, though. So.
Well, and this has just been one of those creepy ass, crazy things that, you know, yeah, it's a pandemic and yeah, it's nuts. And, you know, mostly, you know, with all the different shutdowns and trying to be good about things and, you know, don't be a mask hole, put it on.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Don't be a mask hole.
Mask hole.
Yeah. Don't be a mask hole, put it on.
Mask hole.
Right.
That's hard to say quickly.
I'm hoping that catches on somewhere. Just between you and me, probably.
Yeah.
But, and you know, the three people who aren't related to us who actually listen.
Is that two words or one word?
It's a hyphenated word. Mask hole.
Oh, hyphenated.
That's how I typed it out.
All right. Well,
you know, don't be a mask hole.
Don't be a mask hole.
You complete mask hole. Put it on. But anyway, you know, with all this stuff going on and everybody being crazy, I'm surprised, you know, that more people haven't kicked the bucket. And you know, if you actually do the math on the whole thing, it is really about 1-2% that kick the bucket from this.
Yeah.
So it is so prevalent that, you know, if, you know, 500,000 people died plus, right?
Yeah.
From having this. You know, that's not just some chunk of change. That's 500,000 people.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, is
and because they got
vaccines out to the elderly and the frontliners, the ones of the, you know, the compromised immune systems are the ones that were shit in the bed.
Well, right.
Now it's us younger people. Well, we're not that young, but the 20s and 30s that are still waiting to get vaccinated. So I think that's the where the deaths are kind of flatlining a little bit. Which is good.
I'm hoping it's going to, you know, we're on an improving situation. And I really think we are going to, we're going to get through this, you know, God forbid we lose more people. And I'm sure we're going to, I'd hate it to be, you always hate it to be somebody, you know, or somebody's friend or somebody's relative or hate it to be anybody really.
Or your podcast buddy.
God. Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to go through like a triple lung transplant.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they have duct tape now for that.
Something.
Right.
I need, like, some lung vacuums or something. Jeez.
My dad's a TV repairman. He's got an ultimate set of tools.
If you saw what came out of my lung, you'd be like, dude, you should be in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I tell you,
we could get gross on it, but let's not.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Actually, it wasn't even that gross. It was kind of gross, but it's not like with old chicken soup and.
But it's one of those things that we don't want to talk about because it's just not the way it's supposed to be. And it's just ick.
The first time in my life I had stuff coming out of my lungs other than like a mucus or like a, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Barbecued chicken.
Yeah.
Something. But no, and then the other part was seeing the stupid bad news that's out there with this guy Matt Gaetz, who is some Florida representative who's, you know, taking advantage of underage girls and selling stuff and doing shit and basically being a complete dill hole, and yet he's the representative for the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And I don't know
if they should bring back public hangings.
I'm not opposed to it, but you know, the only thing, you know, I'm hearing all this stuff and I'm watching, you know, different commentators and stuff, cause I have the kind of time and I'm seeing this, and this is just like this, it's wrong. Even if, you know, the guy's accused, even if he only's done an eighth of what he's accused of.
Yeah.
He still needs to get put away for quite a while because he's a complete dill hole.
Right. And
you know, if you're taking advantage, using your political power or your political status to get favors from people, I don't care what kind of favors from people, even if it's just, you know, an extra couple bucks here and there in your pocket, that's just wrong. But he's taking advantage of young girls.
Was it for his own pleasure, and were they underaged, or were they?
Yes, and yes.
Oh God.
So
no, you just can't. You can't fix stupid.
Right.
You can't fix ignorant.
Well, you can with a sledgehammer.
But, right. You
know, a lot of times.
Really shallow.
Yeah, it's what the wolves are for.
Right.
Cleanup. But no, so I was thinking it might be nice to go back to a movie from the late 70s, early 80s, and just throw some comedy at this stupid-ass, dumb son of a bitch.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl. Your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
And that, of course, was from Blues Brothers.
God. Sell me your children.
Sell me your children.
But really, you know, and that's, I'm floating through this thing. I got, you know, hours and hours of movie quotes and stuff like that. And I was flipping, you know, floating through these, and that popped up, and I'm like, oh crap, I got to play that because of that stupid ass Getz guy, you know, and he's got a friend who was also in some other tax collector type thing in Florida. And the two of them hung out and picked up chicks and did stupid shit. And there's recordings of them hanging out with each other, calling people.
Really?
Yeah. Some of these gals kept the voicemails that these assholes left.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, nail, coffin, buried, good night.
Yeah. People I just don't get it. I've never realized how stupid people can really be.
Yeah, and here we are with a podcast that broadcasts across the world, and, you know, the four people that listen to it can actually hold nothing against us because we're just too dumb to get in trouble. We're too dumb to get in trouble.
Well, you're hypothetically speaking.
Well,
I mean, and, we're smart people.
Well, right, but
podcast-wise, we might not be the smartest, but
no, we can't fix anything about how to make microphones work and
sound right. And apparently, the microphones just go out randomly for whatever random reason.
Right, but doing crazy, stupid shit that actually breaks laws, we're smart enough to avoid that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, well, and maybe none of our shows will ever get monetized because we're playing music and stuff like that. But I still throw out there that little thing about fair use, because we're going to play clips and we're going to comment on those clips. We're going to try and sell you the music that we don't own. It's not our music. This is in order to put the money into the artist's creative fingers. Give them the money. Go buy their records. That's why we're doing this show. So we want people to continue supporting the arts. And in our case, the art is old frickin' music. We just like that stuff. It's, you know, you can still buy it anywhere. What is it? 99 cents to buy a song on one of those freaking things? Or, you know, you get your Spotify or whatever, and favorite some of these songs on your Spotify that you're paying for, and they get something out of it. I don't know. There's got to be something.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Just to use the tools, but make sure that you like the stuff or buy the stuff, because the stuff is good. Like I said, it's just good. And by the way, since I'm on a tear here, I might as well get right into this, Eric. Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted me to remind you and our three listeners who are not related to us to note, this is a foolish, goofy show. These guys are crazy. Listen at your own risk. They're moderately insane. All shows are poorly researched, presented by imbeciles. Any semblance of intelligent thought, purely coincidental, and should not be considered as factual, rational, or in any way reasonable. And that is from The Lofts, as Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Listen at your own risk. I will have to say, though, Evan has joined us. And, Eric, should I say something really nice about Evan?
I know he likes leather.
Well, I was going to I'm thinking, you know, Evan, simply adorable, good friend of the show, smarter than all politicians, has lovely hair and great taste in podcasts. That's our Evan. Thanks for stopping by.
Did you just say simply adorable?
I did. I did. He's simply adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez. Oh, shucks. You're welcome. I'm like right at the edge of craziness between the work and the stupid new system that we have that's breaking everything and making it like you do one thing and then you have to do it three more times the same
way.
Sounds
like what we're going through.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. You know, the whole new application thing. Yeah, it's just a friggin' nightmare in the computer system. But anyways, that's enough from me. I'm done rambling.
Yeah, I feel sorry for these people. Some of these people that they hired have no idea. They've never written a mortgage before.
Yeah, you're.
They've never even had a mortgage, and they're hiring these people to manage like 90 loans in the pipeline.
Like, they're not going to know what the hell they're doing.
And I'm like kind of scratching my head a little bit. Like all of a sudden we're going over. Yeah, it makes your head spin a little bit, and I feel sorry for the people. I haven't done this yet.
Yeah, you're gonna. Well, and the thing is they're gonna weed out the weasels.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't there going to be a test at the end?
We were tested all the way through, but I'll tell you what. God, I hope nobody's listening either, but it wasn't that difficult. We're under federal guidelines, not state. Right. I heard state is a little bit stricter than federal. Right. So, but.
Well, and that's the beauty of.
Let me ask you this.
National company. Yeah.
If I get my NMLS number.
Yeah.
Let's say if I leave this company. Can I take any company I want afterwards, do you know?
Yeah, there you get one MLS number.
And I'll go with you anywhere, whether it's federal or state.
That I have the same thing with my I can't even think of the actual term, but for doing FHA and government loans.
Yeah.
I'm given a particular, you know, 4-digit code that's my number.
Gotcha.
And I got that, you know, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And
yeah,
taking it to three different companies with me. So,
all right, interesting.
Yeah, once you get your number for passing all your stuff, they just—it's like a social security number except for mortgages.
Yeah,
not a big deal. But you're gonna be good. You're gonna be in like Flynn. So you're gonna be happy. It's working out pretty good then.
Yeah, just we learn on or we write on LoanFX and Salesforce. So Salesforce, our database, LoanFX is our pricing software.
Right.
And then we have, you know, it's all 50 states. You got to have all the agency disclosures and all that kind of stuff for all 50 states.
Yeah.
Or you have a way of looking them up.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, since we're so quote unquote corporate,
right?
They want us to cross sell for breaks on rates and stuff like that. So.
Right. Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that yet. And then,
right,
you know, this they want us not, to.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you and I are getting now detailed into the nitty gritty. Yeah,
maybe we should back off.
Because this is shop talk.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I agree. We want to do music talk, don't we?
I agree. We should do some music talk. So it brings me to my first and only band this evening.
All right.
One that I've spoken about in the past. One that is known by a few. They were actually more popular in Europe than they were here in the States. Originated in Massachusetts. They were.
Oh, are you pulling? You're not pulling them out already.
Yeah, influenced Nirvana, Radiohead, Pumpkins, Weezer.
They influenced them.
Yeah, and their bassist went on to form another group. That her name's Kim Deal.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be REM.
Nope. So I'm gonna play one off for you real quick here.
Play one off. That's sounded dirty, but go ahead.
Yeah, this was so you may or may not pick up on it. We'll see.
Evan, if you're not still here, you're missing
out. Hold on.
It's gonna get good. We're getting in some tunes.
This is all goofed up. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounded a little punky. Probably not the right one.
Something is. I think somebody's operating. Hold on. There's something going on with all this. I don't know if it's the software, the Podbean software, or my computer, or what.
Something got uploaded, or something like that.
Yeah. Something's changed. But anyways,
it's a love removal machine, is what it is. Actually,
close.
I'm gonna have to add
that. I swear to God, this is. So I hit play, and now it's not doing anything. Hold on a second.
So, I mean, I could find it for you and make it play, if you want. You have to tell me about the band. You're not gonna be able to quiz me on it, and I won't be able to guess wrong. This is like I already have.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I just made that up just now. That's a great song.
I've got two YouTubes open. I don't know if that's the problem. Well, let me see if I can play the other one. This might be a giveaway.
Play it, baby. Play it. Oh, yeah.
What?
You stumped me completely.
You don't know?
I don't know, but before you tell me, I have to do one thing. Father Brian has joined us.
And you know about Father Brian.
You know about Father Brian. He's simply adorable. Good friend of the show. Says things that sound dirty but aren't, and has great taste in podcasts.
Father Brian,
thanks for stopping by, brother. All right, so you did stump me, at least with that song completely. I'm not hearing anything that sounds familiar. Who the hell is it?
Well, hold on. Let me God, you think here.
I don't think God had anything to do with it. He does not mess with computers.
Yeah, well, I'm not a computer whiz, but...
Don't whiz on your computer. That it, always messes
it
with
it. It's when you're trying to do something. Mm-hmm. It's got to act up. Let's try this one. This is...
Shopping with Google helps you find what you're looking for.
Of course. You're going to get a
hurry up.
But if you whiz on your computer... That's definitely going to mess
up. I've had enough of these commercials. Everything's a commercial.
They're trying to sell you something.
Okay. This one you may have heard of.
I may have. Hobo Chillin's joined us. This is not the 6, 7, 8, 9s, is it? It reminds me of the 6, 7, 8, 9s that what's his name used in Kill Bill. But I know it's not them. And I'm hearing something. Hey, Hobo Chillin's joined us.
Before Hobo, where's Hobo been?
He's been chilling. What do you think?
Chilling. He's been chilling.
You know about Hobo. Do you want me to tell you about Hobo?
Tell me about Hobo.
Oh, dude, Hobo Chillin, simply adorable, great friend of the show, full of fun and silly on the correct day of silliness, and has great taste in music.
And looks good in leather.
Not including our podcast.
Yeah, parents own a bakery.
But it's in receivership.
Bakery just didn't make it.
You're killing me, dude. Two songs, I can pick out stuff that sounds vaguely familiar, like something else.
Okay.
I don't know this.
I said, "Where is my mind?" Would that ring a bell? Yeah. So I picked two songs that chances nobody would know. So
right.
And then,
the second one sounded like something I knew I would like.
Yeah, yeah.
But Where Is My Mind is, but see, Where Is My Mind has a guy singing, and the other two songs had a chick singing.
Yeah, that was Kim Deal. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you say, but I don't listen to you.
So Kim Deal was the bass player for many years.
She is a big deal.
She is a big deal.
Big deal.
She's from Ohio. She's from Akron, Ohio. But she went on to form the Breeders, if any of you guys recognize that name. And I think she went back to make more albums. And I think her sister's involved with it now, too. But basically, the Pixies put on what is now known as there's actually a documentary called The Same Thing. But it's the idea of loud, quiet, loud.
Yeah. And
so they bring it way up, and they bring it way down. They bring it way up, they bring it way down.
Right.
That's what I love about them. They're really and the other thing I like about them, too, is that I'm reading this off Wikipedia, but I've seen these guys like five times in concert.
They are great.
But, yeah.
They just are. And how many albums do they got?
They've got six, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And
each one of them has something really good on it and a couple of pretty goods, and then a couple of you got to be in the mood for us, and then like one dog.
Yeah, they're all it's smorgasbord of a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah,
some of it's like this, like it's like a Spanish, I don't know what you call it, Spanish Mexican kind of like rock, and then some of it's kind of
Stealing, you know, it's sort of a Been Caught Stealing influence.
Yeah, and you just have to go through and listen to each album, right. Surfer Rosa. Bossa Nova, Doolittle, Hades, Tromplemont. Tromplemont's really good.
Tromplemont, yes, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yep, and Come On, Pilgrim.
You're talking about the Pixies. You're talking about classic mid-90s, early 90s, good.
This is
punky, rocky, completely off the
very
wall.
Very original.
I was going for off the wall, but original is actually a better word.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that plays like them. Some people try to mimic them a little bit, but between Frank Black's lyrics and the way he plays and the way they sing, they're quite an original.
It is very unique, and I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Dude, when I go to mine, you're going to go, oh, you went completely opposite.
All right.
You know me. I mean, because I do go. I've got my the Cramps and things that I love.
Yeah.
That are punky, rocky. You know, Ramones and stuff like that. But the Pixies, that's a good pull.
Yeah, I pulled a little earlier than I wanted to, but
mm-hmm.
I figured it might be a good time.
What are you saving it for? You only live twice.
Yeah. True. Good point,
come on, man. I mean, really. So. Just talking to you here, I need to tell you, before I get into this, you got to let this play for a second. I believe this should come out correctly, and if there's, more than a third of a person listening, you can tell me if this is funny or not.
You're quite important.
Very important, I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
All right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
Yeah, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. Let's go ahead.
I think that was one of the funniest movies in the last 20 years.
I freaking love that movie. Yeah. I've got tons of quotes from that movie too. You know, where do these stairs go? They go up. This Mr. Stay Puft is okay. He's a sailor. He's in New York. We get this guy laid, we won't have any trouble. You know, and what's sad is this: I've only seen the movie about 328 times.
Yeah.
About four times less than Stripes.
Oh, and, God. Stripes.
And, yeah. And Breakfast Club. But, you know, of those movies, I can recite so many stupid lines. It's just like.
Yeah. Sergeant Falcon. Everybody needs a big toe.
Don't get me started. Just don't get me started. I am going to throw this out to you. I need to. Which one was I going to play first for you? I was going to.
Am I going to get this?
You're going to get this. You're definitely going to get this. But you're going to go, something's wrong with this. Now, this is an artist from the early 80s. Super. I'm not going to tell you gender. Super popular. Great, fun music. A couple of albums that just went gargantuan. That's like seven levels better than platinum. And gargantuan is not quantitative. What are you? Are you playing with?
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I got my ADHD spinner thing. Yeah. Sorry.
Put the damn thing down.
I do that thing all day long. I'm fidgeting on my Zoom cast.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
They love it. So anyways, this is an individual that made just tons of great music. Like I said, throughout the 80s. And in 2005 comes out with this album of an acoustic, basically all acoustic remakes of their songs.
2005?
Yeah. Don't look it up. Don't you start looking it up.
I'm not nowhere close.
I'm going to start this one song about 2 minutes in, and you're gonna have to see how this feels, and you tell me what you think of this. Oh, I love the train in the background. Yeah. Just in time, which is a perfect setting.
It's not Bon Jovi, is it?
No, not even close. But you're gonna go, oh my God, I can't believe.
That's a good guess.
It is with the whisper.
Evan?
What's
Sting.
Oh, that is a good guess. Nope.
It is a good guess. Correct,
but here it comes. When you catch the vocals, you go, oh, you guys can hear this okay then, I guess. You gotta guess the song, too. Artist and song, give it to me.
Can't stop messing with the danger zone.
The original artist is singing right here.
Hey, I won't worry and I won't fret.
Sweet Lover.
Yes, and the song is? I tell you, when I first heard this album, I about crapped my pants.
I like that. You'll have to give that or send me over the info on it.
It's the body acoustic. You're going to do the same thing the rest of our, you know, two listeners do.
Yeah.
Find something they like and they go, it's the Body Acoustic by Cyndi Lauper, released in 2005. And oh my God, it's acoustic versions of her best stuff ever.
That is good stuff.
Fade this out. Hold on.
That is good stuff.
I'm just going to.
Like, I was thinking, like, you know, my mind was going like Katy Perry. It was going like Sarah McLachlan. Then I could hear her accent.
Well, exactly. But, you know, you can hear this in the background, right?
Yeah.
You can hear but it's acoustic and it's creative. There's a harmonic in there. There's the way the guitars and clapping and just, it's just like they must have had a blast making this.
She reinvented herself on this sound.
And she's phenomenally talented. I love Cyndi Lauper. But this album, just capped it for me. I'm like, oh my gosh. If she ever comes in concert, we're going.
Yeah, book this year.
And I'll pay extra for backstage passes. Because I would just like to thank her for being awesome.
I saw her on some commercial. I looked her up. She's kind of older.
She's older than us by like about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be close to 60 maybe.
I think.
But you remember this song? Money Changes Everything?
I guess. Hold on.
The harmonies that she does in this with her background singers, it's just stellar. I can't say enough great things about not only the music.
But you know how old she is?
How old is she?
Born in 53.
She was born in 53?
17 years older. Well, she's 17 years older than I am, so she's 67.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And in 2005, she looks like she's, you know, 40, if that.
Yeah, I saw her in a commercial, and I'm like, she doesn't look that old, you know? I was curious, and I looked her up. I think I had my computer on me. I'm like, you know, Cyndi Lauper age. Oh, yeah. I remember thinking, man, she's a lot older than I thought.
Yeah, she is stellar. Just in here, you remember this song? Tell me when you can guess what the title of this song is. Well, I don't know. Are you a big Cyndi Lauper fan?
I have not heard anything but what you hear on the radio. Or maybe
this
movie.
Well, this one was played on the radio. Evan, what do you think of this? Father Brian, you still here? Tell us what you think.
That was 15 years ago.
What do you think of this?
67, so he was...
This is Shine.
40 years old.
It's like simplifying her songs into something beautiful, which is just stellar.
She was 52 when she sang that.
Listen to her belt it out. She's got a certain tone in when she really belts it out.
Yeah, you can tell she knows how to sing.
Yeah, but it's almost like she's trying to hold back.
Yeah.
And there's a conflict in the way she sings that makes you go, I know she's got more. She's just
right,
not giving
right.
it to me. And then I gotta fade this out, but at small instances she throws it out and just gives it to you, and then you go, oh my god. I skipped out. I had this whole set with that She Bop because that's exactly what I was talking about. She does it with that song.
Right.
She's holding back. She's holding back. And you know she can belt it out more. And you're like, oh. She did Time After Time here.
Yeah.
This is, again, from The Body Acoustic. This is Cyndi Lauper and Sarah McLachlan together.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan, she just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, but she was backup. Yeah, she was a backup singer for Cyndi Lauper on this album in 2005, so she was somewhere. Somewhere. But again, she's a great person, and she's a talented. Here's Sarah. Don't they compliment each other so well?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is just, it gives me tingles.
I still think she's got one of the best voices.
Yeah.
It's just so soothing.
Sarah McLachlan has a soothing. Cyndi Lauper has she's got a bite to her. It's like a.
Yeah.
There's a sharp edge to her voice. Whereas Sarah McLachlan has soft edges.
Right, right.
And I don't know if I'm describing it correctly, but that's how I hear it.
No, I agree.
Again, with the way Cyndi sings, it's like she's poking you with just like a little bit. And then she'll stab you really deep with a belting it out.
Right.
Like, I will be waiting, you know, and then you're like, oh, That
all right, I'm gonna, let me do this. Let me clean the palette a little bit. Let me put this on just for a second.
Let me
see what you think. I've seen this woman in concert. I don't know if you'll know who she is or not. You might, but I'm guessing you're not. No offense, but she kind of
not cat
kinda,
power. I'll get it.
Yeah, well, she, you know what? She kind of has kind of a cat power sound a little bit. She kind of bleeds like through blues, rock, and country. She's had some hits, but nothing really big. She's a little bit on the older side, and I'm gonna play you one that I don't know. I'll just play it and see what you think.
Play it. Tell me what I think.
Let me see.
Whatever you're looking for.
After we get through the stupid commercial.
Of course, through the stupid commercial. Blah blah blah. You can turn on the volume and then you turn it up on the commercial.
Oh, and another one.
Yeah, and of course you.
I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna think. She was good in concert, but it's kind of like Tom Waits. Yeah, you gotta appreciate the sound.
All right.
So
I was gonna say, I really think you're crazy, but you know, I always think you're crazy. That's why we're friends.
Exactly.
Damn. You're a lousy darn tootin'. I'm a lousy lover?
No, golfer.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I heard that wrong. Don't tell me that, Eric. I dig it. I already like the guitar.
And that's it. That's the song. No, hold on.
Are you all right? All of a sudden you went away. Are you alright?
I like it.
I hope you come back around someday. Are you alright?
You might know her.
I haven't seen you in a real long time.
Definitely not
are you alright?
Not the girl from Romeo Void.
No, this is an older lady. Like more country almost. Country rock.
Well, I'm not going to be able to guess who it is, but I like the voice. I like the cut of her jib. I like the sound of her tone. Like I like
this
the
is the one.
Music.
Are you
apparently, she's asking if I'm all right, and I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
You see.
This is written about a songwriter I knew back in Texas by the name of Blaze Foley.
I don't know who the hell it is.
I don't know.
Good old Blaze.
Good old Blaze.
God rest his soul. I don't know if he may still be alive.
He's probably still alive, exactly.
Probably is.
That's just how it works with us.
I'll just play a couple seconds, a little bit of this, and that's it.
I like her voice.
So it's Lucinda Williams.
Okay, her name is familiar.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard her or not.
Those two songs I don't recognize of her, but I have heard of her.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw her in Ann Arbor. Me and a friend of mine went, and she puts on a good show. But she's like a little bit of a blend from between country, blues and rock. You can kind of hear her style. But she's older. She's probably in her 60s.
Yeah. Well, it's different than somebody in their 60s doing a song like this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a remake of one of her most popular songs ever. And she's not doing it the same. It's almost a polka.
Yeah.
There's an organ and a bouncy bass, bouncy drums, happy. It's just silly. Which is, I think, what the song was supposed to be anyway, was girls just want to have fun and just be silly. So, that's my Cindy Lauper love fest.
That's pretty good. Never would have guessed you'd have picked Cindy.
Fade that out real quick. But yeah, again, like I said, it's one of those that was I love her so much. I didn't want to bring her out too soon.
Yeah. I didn't want to.
But, you know, at a certain point, I'm like, I just got a craw in my ear, and I'm like, I gotta play it.
Yeah.
And
plus, REM is too well known. Pixies is not as much, they're not as known as REM, but.
No, that's a great quote about the Pixies.
Yeah, and I'm trying to steal here a little bit. Or semi.
I'm going to have to go back to, what's the one that I know that you said?
Where Is My Mind?
Where Is My Mind?
Yeah.
And just go back to that album that has Where Is My Mind on it by the Pixies. Buy that because it's a great song.
Yeah. I've got all their stuff, but if you want
to. No, I'm talking to the people who aren't you and me.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm going to go listen to that again and probably the whole album tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just dig it. Because I,
yeah, you'll probably get a little burned out, but there's a lot of energy.
You know, that's the thing is you throw one album on and listen to it three or four times, and then I'm done with it for a while. I listen to it again 3 months from now.
Yeah,
I've already picked out the next the bands I'm going to do on Sunday.
All right, I've been running around.
No, just from the way we were talking today and the different things that I come across, I'm going to go with these two, because I have to. And I'm going to do poor justice with them. I'm bringing out some big guns on Sunday. Sunday's show is going to have some big guns when it comes
big
to
guns.
Music. And there will be no roses with the 50 cal big guns.
The 50 yes. cal?
The 50 cal. There will be no roses with those guns.
Yeah.
It's going to be some big gun music. And you're going to go, wow, those are some
influential bands. And it took me a little second to figure out what you were saying there, little.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times people have a hard time figuring out what I'm saying because a lot of times I'm barely speaking English as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's kind of gibberish. It's kind of
gibberish. It's a quick mumble.
No, I'm kidding. You speak finely. You speak in tongue, whatever.
I speak the English.
A tongue. Well. Yeah.
I do the English well.
Yeah. It's funny. But, you know.
Don't get me funny.
I see the way some people like the grammar they use and how they spell. And somebody was writing an email. It wasn't they had another work, just an email, and they were talking about ammonia or the way they spelled it was ammonia, like A-M-M-O-N-I-A, ammonia. And I'm just like, and this person's like 60 years old. And I'm just like, really? Oh. Like you can't figure out how to spell pneumonia by the time you're 60.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, pneumonia. So,
I gotta throw this.
Public schools. No, I'm kidding.
Just for poops and giggles.
A big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
German? Forget it. He's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Cause when the going gets tough.
That was probably his all-time best line, I think. Yeah,
everybody knows that line from Animal
House. You know what? I don't know. I look back
at... Grab a brew. Don't cost nothing.
I look back at his
movie.
Is
this the Delta House?
I just don't see him being up there as far as all-time comedians, you know?
But see, the thing is he's not... A comedian's comedian.
No, I know. You know, he got so much recognition, and he died too early, and it was kind of like, Farley was kind of that slapstick humor, but I think Farley had maybe some more talent than John Belushi.
But they were different and similar, we could actually get into it. You know what? Let's do that. Let's get into a discussion. Farley... versus Belushi. Not tonight.
Oh. Yeah. Fade back in.
Farley versus Belushi.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at both of them. And I'm going to give you my honest assessment. But seriously,
I think you're going to find the Blues Brothers is going to be Belushi's best work. I don't know if you're going to find much else with Belushi. He's not... I don't think he was...
I loved him in The Great Divide. I thought he was great.
I didn't see it, so I guess I can't.
It's a crappy movie. It's a horrible movie, but I thought he was wonderful.
Yeah.
He actually could act. He was still him.
Yeah.
He could act. We'll get into, we'll do a little research. We'll actually do minimal, according to the disclaimer.
Yeah.
And we'll have a discussion on Sunday. We'll open with that.
Sounds good.
I'll send you the blurb for Sunday's show, and we'll advertise as that. Farley versus.
Yeah, make sure you send me the subject line too, because I've got writer's cramp right now.
Yeah, well, I'll give you as much as I can give you. You figure out where it goes.
I'm not coming up with anything all that interesting.
Yeah, no, you're not. It's horrible. I can tell what you write versus what I write.
No, I know. I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
Next time, try English.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's the end of that, baby.
Yeah, I will. I'll talk to you by Sunday. Everybody, thanks for listening to our show. Hopefully, it's better from here. Actually, it's not that bad.
We just screwed up at the beginning. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Our technology, we spent too many thousands of pennies.
Toilet paper rolls. Empty toilet paper rolls. We traded in for the
our system. Microphone and speaker system.
Oh, you call it a speaker system? I was calling it a sound system.
I just got a speaker.
No, honestly, it's really just that we each got a tin can and a really long string.
Yeah.
And that's how we talk to each other. So
45 miles long.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good string.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of money on that string.
Well, anyways. All right, enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.
Have a good one.
See you Sunday.